This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio.
Jeez, floor was getting slippy, I was in my double G's. Yeah. Had a bank card and I had a couple G's. West End, but she 93 feet east. A Maybelline team, I ain't Wheezy or T-Pain, I can't believe it. But I wanna see this girl on another evening. So I slip, slide, and slide until I leave it. Wine and dine it, I'm the cleanest.
AM by Alana Verde featuring Merkston. It's 3 minutes past four. This is FUBAR Radio. I'm Michael Payne. I have no special guest co-host today, but I am joined by my very faithful, I wouldn't even call you my sidekick, I'd call you my co-host.
Oh, that's lovely, you know? Thank you.
Natalie, aka Sarah Dibunda. How are you doing, Nat?
I'm good, I'm excited about your special guest. You may not have a special guest co-host, but you have got special guests.
I do have a very special guest. I have three very special guests. Four if you include the fact that one of the guests is two brothers.
Yeah.
I've got Target, who's going to be joining me. To talk about his new book, Grime Kids, which is out now and it's riding high in a lot of book lists. You can't call them charts, innit? It's a bit more highbrow than that. You've got to call them lists.
Is it not a chart? Definitely not. I don't know. Is it not?
Do they call them charts?
Chart?
I never heard it referred to as charts. Best-selling list.
The bestseller list.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't really call it. I've never really heard it referred to as a chart.
No, I was just watching him on ITV News. He was interviewed for that.
Yes, yeah, I was in the gym trying to watch that,
right,
but it was all really bouncy because I was on a treadmill. No, I was on a treadmill, and obviously running made it quite difficult to kind of keep up with the picture.
That's annoying, then, because people do that on the treadmill. They watch TV, but it must be just annoying, really, yeah, to watch stuff.
Definitely. Okay. Especially when the sweat gets in your eyes.
Does it?
Yeah. Well, it gets in mine anyway.
Oh, okay.
But yes, yeah, so like I said, Target's going to be joining me shortly. And also we're going to have Star One on the show and Big Tobes as well.
Yeah.
Everyone's got something new. Target with a book, and Big Tobes and Star One both have separate musical projects impending and out at the moment.
And Star One, I think, will take a prize today for the most amount of featured artists on a
absolutely
track. I don't know if anyone's got more than that we've ever played on the show.
I don't think so, actually. I counted like nine.
I'm on it. I didn't realise I was. And then I just saw my name on it and was like, oh, cool. That's
people's
good
birthright. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like Ellis Island when you were a United States immigrant. Everyone goes through that, goes through there. Your existence depends on whether you're on this song.
Yes.
This is your right passage.
You might be on it. I think you're probably on it. Yeah.
I definitely think I am on it. But yeah, that's the show today. We've also got a couple of games, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. And what my new thing is that I play the games irrespective of whether the guest comes in or not. It's my new just little plan for the show.
Fuck it. We pioneered it last week when Margs didn't make it in.
Yes, yes.
Funnily enough, I saw him that very evening. And he was very apologetic. You
sure,
know, he's
yeah
a cool guy, Margs. And, you know, it's a rapper's lifestyle he's living. Sometimes appointments don't get made, you know.
True. That's true. Or well, sometimes they do get made, they just don't get
you don't
made
make it to them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
you can't make it to every appointment.
You
going
can't. You can't. But he will be coming in at a future date, should
yes
I say.
You will.
But for now, yeah, those are the guests we've got on today. Target, Star One and Big Tobes. What have you been up to? Since I last saw you. You've won
week
the pub quiz since I last saw
yeah
you.
Yeah, we did. We did win it last week in your honour. We did that. That was nice. I saw you on Friday, though, when you came up for the birthday.
Yeah.
That little birthday drink up we had.
Yeah, that was a very rock and roll evening.
We ended up in a rock bar.
We did, playing hits from the jukebox.
Oh, my God, yeah, yeah.
Drinking beers and talking to all types of weird and wonderful people.
Yeah, yeah. So that was fun.
Yeah.
But actually, this weekend, I'm going off to go with Jerry Page to the Queens of the Stone Age gig that's in Finsbury Park with Iggy Pop. But also exciting to see Run the Jewels and my favourite, Curtis Harding's playing there as well.
Amazing. Curtis Harding, we've played his
loads
songs on
of
the
stuff
show, haven't
you
we?
Think he's from the 60s,
yes,
but he's actually from now.
He has
just
a time
like
machine.
He has.
He didn't get signed. He just got a time machine.
Yeah. So that will be nice. And Run the Jewels, I've seen before, and I like them a lot.
Yes, I saw Run the Jewels once as well. I'm not getting the opportunity to see them this weekend, so I am very jealous.
Sorry about that.
But
yes,
I will be at the Red Bull Music Odyssey.
Oh, nice. Okay.
On Saturday, which is I can't remember how many boats it is. I think it's as many as I think it's five boats going along the Thames.
If it's on the Thames, it's a Red Bull boat.
Yeah.
There's no space for more than five, I think, at any one time.
Well, it's a bit weird because I would have thought that since Red Bull gives you wings, they just have like planes flying around London with parties going on them. So I'm a little bit disappointed. Maybe the boats will have wings.
Yeah, that would be quite good. They have the cars that transform into boats.
Could
they not have a boat that transforms into some flying thing? A plane, probably call it, not a flying thing.
Yeah, you'd call it a plane. And
yeah,
I think that's what a plane is. It's kind of like a boat, but it flies.
True. But I don't know. Yeah, they should just do that. It'd be very exciting.
It'd be extremely exciting. But this is a good alternative, a worthy alternative.
Yeah, on a boat for now.
On a boat for now, yeah. Going along the Thames during a heat wave.
Lovely.
You know, you can't really ask for much more. I'm going to be on Julie Adenuga's boat. She's captaining one of the boats.
Nice.
And, you know, there's going to be like AJ Tracy's performing a set. And then you've got like boats captained by Steel Bangles, and various other kind of music curators are going to be on these. I think there's a disco boat, a house boat, a house boat as in like
someone's living
a little narrow one that goes along the canal.
Why are you taking my house for this occasion?
It's Rosie and Jim, basically.
I forgot about that. Yeah,
it's just going to be the theme tune to Rosie and Jim on loop, going down the Thames.
I don't remember how that goes. I'm not
Rosie
lie.
And Jim, Rosie and Jim. Chugging along on the old rag doll. Rosie and Jim, Rosie
it's
and Jim. Dun, 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 dun. I don't remember that bit.
Okay, right there. Nice, bring that one back.
Yeah. And then, do you remember Tots TV?
I do, yeah, I do remember that.
They were basically, I think, the same as Rosie and Jim, but there were three of them.
Okay.
Tilly, Tom and Tiny.
Whoa, okay, that sounds like
and
a
and Sac Magique.
Magic.
A magic bag. It was a magic satchel, I think.
Sac Magique.
Sac Magique. It was French.
Sac Magique.
That was an incredible show.
That sounds a bit like one of those that you used to hear about the slightly adult shows. It's my favourite character, Sack Magique.
To be perfectly honest, I think if I were to watch Rosie and Jim or Tots TV now, I would notice some undertones or some quite subversive content that I hadn't noticed when I was watching it as a much younger person of 21. You know,
so it happens a lot. Magic Roundabout being an obvious one with Dylan the Stoner Rabbit and stuff like that you wouldn't have noticed when you were watching it as a kid.
Even Winnie the Pooh, you know.
Why was he called Pooh? I can't remember.
No idea.
Winnie the
Pooh. Did he stink?
Because that's not a nickname I'd like to have, or you'd like to have Michael the Pooh. That's not something.
And he had a girl's name.
Winnie. Yeah.
And it's like, is a bear a poo?
What's a poo? I mean, I think it was
with an H on the end as well.
Yeah, you know, it's a weird one.
So as to distinguish
Dylan was Stone. No, that's the wrong one, isn't it? I've confused it with Winnie and the Magic Roundabout.
Yes.
I don't even know they had Tigger things.
Yeah, Eeyore. Tigger was apparently had ADHD.
Yeah.
And Eeyore was a manic depressive.
Oh, God.
Piglet was, I think, neurotic, maybe. I think the characters in 100 Acre Wood, that's a completely different thing. 100 Acre Wood, isn't it? Yeah? I think it's 100 Acre Wood. Anyway, I think they all represented different states of sort of the psyche.
Okay, and then Winnie just had diarrhea.
Yeah, and you notice he wore a T-shirt but no bottoms.
Yeah, I know. Like, if you are having a constant poo, definitely put some pants on. Because, we don't like to see that.
That was a bit weird.
Yes.
But a lot of cartoons, I think, if we went back to, they would be
kind
quite
of odd.
Strange. Speaking of strange goings-on, we should just get into a story, shouldn't we?
I think so. And then we'll go into a track.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Cool. So, this is the story of a woman that flew 4,000 miles to win in a game of tag. Most possibly the most competitive person I've ever heard of, apart from me, when we play games.
Well, there's a new film coming out called Tag with Ed Helms and, I think, Charlie Day, which is based on a similar story to this. It's a friends who have played tag for many, many years, a comedy, and then they travel all around and, like, interrupt each other's wedding to play tag and stuff, and that's coming out soon.
Sounds good.
I've seen it. I've seen the trailer for it, yeah. So I guess it's based on this one, maybe.
Yeah, hopefully. So Georgia Wilkinson flew all the way from North Carolina to Scotland in order to tag Drew McEwen, the most Scottish name I've ever heard. It's part of an international game of tag being played by them and eight others after they met by chance in China in 2014. Georgia dressed up as a gardener and showed up at Drew's niece's christening at Loch Lomond in southern Scotland. While the family photos were being taken, the photographer, also in on the joke, asked Drew to tell the gardener working in the background to move as he was in the shot. To Drew's complete surprise, the gardener got up, tagged him and ran away. Georgia had help from his brother and sister, who had been helping her plan the stunt for months and had even picked her up from the airport that morning. Drew said, "I've never felt so betrayed by my own flesh and blood."
Aww.
As soon as she tagged him, she ran away, obviously in an attempt to make sure she did not get tagged herself. She boarded the 8-hour flight back home that same day so that she could get back in time for work on Monday.
Wow, they take that game very seriously.
Their carbon footprint as a result of this game is mental.
Yeah. I think that's a bit weird that they met by chance in China instead of, like, let's be pen pals or let's just play tag around the world.
They're really stacking up those air miles as well.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be happy about that, really, for coming to play. It's a bit of a weird one. I've never played tag, so I don't really know. You just touch someone and go tag, right?
Yeah,
and run off.
We used to call it had.
Oh, or is it like it as well?
Yeah, I think they're
you're
all one and the same.
Then,
yeah.
But I feel like you're a competitive person, but I don't even think you're competitive enough to get a flight to another country just to make someone tag.
Nah. Or chase someone, for that matter.
Who can
even if
with that?
Like, I sort of grew out of chasing people around as soon as we left the primary school playground.
Yeah. But I like the idea that she's followed him all the way to Scotland, and then as soon as she tagged him, she ran away. Just to get not tagged herself. So no mingling.
She didn't even stay at the wedding.
She just ran off.
There is no friendship there. It's just competition.
There's too much competition there.
That's brilliant. Oh, well.
Okay.
Shout out Drew and Georgia. I wonder who's going to win that one as well. And when people die, are they thus out of the game?
That's the only way you can be out, is if you're dead.
Yeah.
I hope. Or is that very morbid? That's the final tag.
or you tag someone on their deathbed and just run off. God. Don't even wait for their last words.
Yeah, but then that's where it dies in the game, because they're dead. They can't be tagging somebody.
It's true, yeah. That's how you win the game. You either win the game... Yeah, you can only win the game through death or lose the game
Keep it going.
Death.
Touch the nurse. Tag the nurse in.
Well, generationally.
True.
Tag their children.
Yeah,
and their children's children.
It all works. It's a bit too much for a silly game, though, isn't it?
Let's get into a song. You're on FUBAR Radio. It's Michael Payne and Sarah DeBunda.
Gang! 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 Gang!
They trying to front on the game.
Hey. Anybody ever took the time to ask Rocky what ASAP means to him? Well, if so, he'll probably tell you. Always striving and prospering. ASAP, partner. Free my nigga Cap. RIP Big Phil. RIP ASAP Yam. You did.
Gang, come fuck with the mob. Shout out to the lords and the gods. In love with my bitch cause she vibe. My eyes like the stars. I tell that bitch cover your eyes, cause fucking with me you go blind. She losing her mind. We kissed the Frank Ocean and blind, convincing my bitch to go blonde. Was born in the dark, I can't give you open my blinds. On yams and that's worth of my mom. Marjorie Lemon with cases I'm still trying to beat. A bunch of shit from a long time ago. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Like dominoes, nigga Geronimo's. When it's my time to go out of yours. Vominos, Laco no Dominicano. But eat the toast on it's with Platinos. Dealing with life in its highs and lows. I'm just living like I'm supposed. I guess it's called living shit, I suppose. I'm on my live alone, dive alone. Ain't talking about spending no buying clothes. I'm about my business, but I'm alone. I still had the vision when I was broke. Fucking on bitches and foreign hoes. Flying out women's to boring shows. I pray to God I don't overdose. I put ASAP on my tap. I put New York on the map. I put the gang on the flame. They gon' remember the name. They rubbin' boys with the chain. I got go yard by the sack. I got the boo by the pack. I fucked your boo in the back. Gang, gang. Them boys not flexing the same. I'm done with adjusting the fame. Pull up on your set, leave it stain. Gang, gang. I tell them come fuck with the gang. I tell them don't fuck with the gang. It's time to fuck up the whole game.
I'm free as a bird, I wanted this shit my whole life. I had all this stress on my mind until I realized things pan out when it's right. In the meantime, I'ma grind. I think of them days when I was so young on my plight. Partying, bullshit, and play. Was up in the city, the one that's surrounded by lights. Wanted the bullet to away, get out of his lane. Got no time, don't need no advice. Except for my mama, rap on my daughter. She's on her knee, seek out her father as I grow. Hell yeah, I did it, I'm on a roll. Thought it'd be over, my nigga, no. I'm just getting warmed up, we'll start the show. I'm schooling these niggas, so in the zone. And I'm rigged to blow. ASAP and cut like forever, though. And I'm flossing and bossing these silly hoes. Learning codes, serve up the magic for all of those. Cause then they have someone on their own. Hang on the words of each every song. Grab on the hold, I won't steer you wrong. Sing along,
I put ASAP on my tab. I put New York on the map. I put the gang on the flame. They gon' remember the name. They rubbin' boys with the chain. Woo! I got go yard by the sack. Woo! I got the boo by the pack. Woo! I fucked your boo in the back. Gang, gang. Them boys not flexin' the same. I'm done with adjusting the fame. Pull up on your set, leave a stain. Gang, gang. I tell them come fuck with the gang. I tell them don't fuck with the gang. It's time to fuck up the whole game.
Gang, 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 gang.
They tryna front on the game. They gon' remember my name. Gang. Gang. They tryna front on the game. Gang. ASAP boys came with the flame.
True to truth somehow, but never truly lied on. Then and now, true to truth somehow, but never truly lied on. Then and now, true.
It's FUBAR Radio. I'm Michael Payne, and we have a very special guest on the phone right now in the shape of DJ Target. How's it going, brother?
Good afternoon, my brother.
Are you well?
Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you perfectly, yeah.
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me as well. So I believe there's been a mix-up, and I was actually supposed to be there, and I found that out in the last 2 minutes. So I do apologise, brother. I thought we was always meant to jump on the phone. I would have jumped at the chance to come and see you personally, bro.
It's all good, mate. Two things. You're allowed a couple of mix-ups. You're a DJ. And you wouldn't have to jump. We have an elevator in the building, so it's fine.
It's not working.
Oh, the elevator's not jumping. The elevator's not working.
There
so you would have
I got
to jump.
I got the inside info. It was a jumping thing.
But no, congratulations on the release of your first book, first of many, I hope. Grime Kids. I've got a copy in my hand now, so thank you for that as well.
No, thank you, man.
I need to get it signed.
Oh, 100%.
Honestly,
100%. I got a nice paragraph for you.
Yeah, nice one. Well, so what was the... Because we've had a lot of people charting the history of grime recently. Obviously, the genre's enjoyed a quite remarkable resurgence in the last few years. And you've always been at the forefront since its inception, even before it was called grime. Why now? Why did you think now was the perfect time to release your side of the story?
You know what, it was kind of building up over probably the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And I was watching the real resurgence, you know, from kind of 2014 when Meridian Dan dropped German Whip and Skepta was off in America doing his thing and Stormzy was coming through, and it just felt like there was a new wave, a new energy, and that was exciting me. And around the same time I was, you know, people were starting to document the culture. There were some books that were dropping, and people were saying to me, "You've got to write a book. You should write a book." And they just kept saying it to me, and you've got all these memories, and you were there, and you saw this, and you were part of that, and it just kept playing on my mind. And the more I was seeing of Grimes, you know, kind of almost like a takeover, the amount of people that were new to Grime and were looking at the culture for the first time, I thought, you know what? There's actually nothing that's kind of connecting the dots and filling in the gaps, because we've got parts of the culture and we've got, you know, outside perspectives. Journalists who are close to the scene and been in and around it as well, who have written books and documented it over the years.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there's nothing or no one who's really, from an inside kind of view, really put out the as I kind of saw it, the perspective from my perspective, the full kind of story. And, you know, like you said, even before grime was a thing, we were influenced by, you know, other UK music and the music from all around the world and Jamaican dancehall culture. And I just wanted to kind of tie that all into one story.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, because you're absolutely right. With the resurgence and with the many conversations that have been going on about grime, one thing that a lot of people have argued about, there's been a lot of to and fro's about the origins of grime, and you've just kind of said it yourself. You know, a lot of people kind of mistakenly think that it was you know, just it's a UK version of hip hop, not knowing that it's so much more like nuanced than that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like you said, there's so many opinions and perspectives, and there may even be opinions and perspectives that like differ slightly to mine. But I think for the most part, like being really amongst it and seeing, you know, where it came from, what we were influenced by, that kind of first wave of grime MCs growing up on jungle music and then taking in UK garage and being part of that, and garage then kind of evolving for us into grime. I just felt like that real linear, like that story hadn't really been put together properly.
Yeah.
So I wanted to try and get that out there.
Absolutely. And how much, like, obviously you didn't have to do much research, you know, you were at the epicenter of it. You know, it was probably just recalling things, do you know what I mean? Because it's been years and years since the inception. But how hard was it to glean some like memories and whatnot?
Yeah. Do you know what was the hard part for me was actually because the memories part of it was, people have always said to me, your memory's weirdly really good, like to a point where like it's borderline weird. And so people have always said that to me, like, and I've always remembered like details of stuff that's happened from back in the day, and my friends are always calling me like, do you remember that, what happened when we done that back in 2006 when we went to Iron Afro and we was in that club, and remember that shirt I was wearing, I can't remember which one it was, and I'll be like, yeah, I remember it.
Right.
It was blue and white.
Yeah.
You know, like, so for that, I found like there were certain parts where I had to really rack my brains, but a lot of the memories were just kind of on the surface and ready to flow out. So
yeah.
It was more just the problem or the issue for me was actually being able to put it into a structure and making it make sense, and for other people to be able to read it and not think, oh yeah, I like the sound of all these memories, but it's a bit jolted or it's a bit kind of just mishmashed. So I wanted to try and focus on the writing side, and where I had like no help whatsoever, there was no ghostwriter, there was no one kind of over my shoulder making sure I was doing it properly. That was more of the challenge, just kind of making it into an order and into like an actual book that you can read.
Yeah, absolutely. Then that's something that people should know, isn't it? That this isn't a biography. This is an autobiography, if you like. This is something that was done purely by yourself, with, like you said, no outside help.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. Like literally, it was just something that I was felt so strongly about, and in the very early conversations when I was first, like I'd first gone and found an agent, and we were talking about the idea of a book and whatnot. I agreed, and we spoke about it. I was like, listen, I'd rather just give it a go and not try and have a ghostwriter who, in some cases I've heard, you know, ghostwriters have their own opinion on things.
Yeah.
They've got their own idea of how things should be written.
Yeah.
They'd have their own idea of what story isn't relevant for the book, or why don't we take that bit out. And so I just didn't even want to get into all of that. I wanted to really try and protect it. And,
yeah, absolutely.
Give it a go.
I think that's what will kind of separate it from a lot. It's the fact that you haven't tried to embellish it, because the story in itself is very exciting, and I don't think you need this kind of a professional writer, so to speak, to come in and add all this gloss, all this unnecessary embellishment and that.
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt, and like you said, I didn't want to, you know, gloss up the story. I didn't want to, you know, make somebody else's opinion of how it should be written kind of dictate how the book ended up. I really wanted to give it a go. I wrote a couple of chapters and sent it off to my publisher and my agent and stuff, and I didn't really know what to expect. I thought it was going to be like back in school where you get loads of red marks on your paper and like, do that again, see me, you know, like back in the day we used to get that. So I didn't know what to expect, and they came back with like all this positive feedback, and they were like, you know what? I was like, what should I do? What criticisms do you have? How am I going about this? All the wrong way or what? And they were just like, you know what? Just keep doing exactly what you're doing. So once they said that, these are people who are literally professional writers and literary agents and publishers of like humongous books. And once they had told me that, I was like, okay, fine. I've got like I'll run with that. I'll just get on with it and finish it, and spend like 6-7 months just of like late nights on the laptop, basically.
Yeah. I think one thing that's poignant in it is the dedication in the book to your nan and your mum first, after obviously all the sort of people that are no longer with us.
And I think
women have played a very like kind of special part in grime, because a lot of the origins would have been in these bedrooms of single parent families, mostly
100%,
with matriarchal figures that would have kind of let all these like all their sons' friends maybe come round and cotch, and then that's how these things would have been born. And it's this, I think it's the same. I think it's very, very similar across the board. Like my kind of like foray into grime was through the exact same setting. I had a friend who was from a single parent family. Rather than his mum like keep him out on the street, she'd let all his mates come round. She scrimped and saved, bought him some turntables, and then we got into like garage and stuff like that. So I think it's just really poignant that you kind of acknowledge that very first before the book even starts.
100%. Like without, like you said, those us making tapes in my nan's house, she'd be banging on my bedroom wall from in the living room with her walking stick. When it got too loud, she would bang on the wall, like, and I knew, okay, turn it down a bit. But other than that, she would let us do our thing. And like you said, there were other places, other houses amongst the man then where we certain places were strict and you couldn't have eight guys just rolling
of
through
course.
Doing tapes. But like we got away with it in certain flats, and Wiley's was another place we used to always be in. And so paying homage to where we grew up and those places and those people, our family members and you know, close-knit extended family really gave us that first opportunity to do anything.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned Wiley. We actually had... Sabrina, I'm going to try and Mahfouz. We had Sabrina Mahfouz, on the show last week, talking about the Wiley biopic. And I just wanted to ask, I would be very, very, very surprised, shocked if you didn't play a massive part in this film, right? but you know, obviously they'd have to, if they were to cast a younger target, right? Who would you want to play you?
Oh, that's crazy. You know what's funny? Sabrina actually asked me this, like, in, like, not, you know, like, we're doing it, like, if this ever happened, what would you choose? Like, it's always a question that you mess around with, and, like, it's crazy that I've been asked that. It's, like, a real question. Like, looking for
it's true.
And I've got, it's, like, it's crazy, but I just said, like, someone who just makes me look really cool and, like... Like, I couldn't actually think of someone who could do it.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, we just need some more actors of color in that case. I think that just underlines the issue.
Let's make, you know what I mean? And let's get a few more actors of color out there, and we've got plenty of roles coming through now.
This is it. This is what I was about to say. Yeah, the you know, this generation has put forth very many people to look up to, very many icons, and it would be nice if the kind of stable of colors of actor could kind of keep up with that, so that we could cast 100%. Some of them, and white actors don't have to black up and whatnot. You know what I mean? Because then there's all sorts of problems. But but thank you so much for speaking to me about this, man. I've been literally like wanting this book for ages, and now finally have a copy in my hands. So massive congratulations, and thank you for releasing it, because I think it's very important for the culture, as they say. But just before you go, let people know exactly where you can buy the book.
It's available definitely online at Amazon. It's available in Waterstones, I know that for a fact. Mm-hmm. They're your two best bets if you're kind of out and about. Mm-hmm. Or you're online, but bookstores all over, small, medium and large, hopefully have all got it. So yeah, man, it's out there.
Amazing. It is out now. So hardback, priced at $16.99. It was released on the 14th of June, and it's a must read.
Thank you, brother.
Cheers, man. Thank you so much, and I'll speak to you soon, bro.
100%, bro. We're coming to the studio next time.
Definitely. Peace, mate.
Oh, bye. Thanks, bro.
I stepped in on some gang ting. All my jewelers in the background. LD talks real facts. You can go and check my background. Old school, I used to phone bro like yo, M in the background. Still up to that same crowd, but we're having talks about racks now. Everyone's from the hood, but the difference is we get money here. And you know we got big whaps. Enemies ain't coming here. And you know I'm on that stain shit. See a cop and I'll run in there. Sound it off for the sake of it. Sounding like we brought a drum in there. And bang bang for my hood. Still the same motherfucker that will get you bang banged out your boots. The industry gotta respect me. I'm a bad man and they shook. Award shows with the blickies on us, they know we're here but don't look. On the way to a show now, and I'm still smelling off the bando. On the moats with ASAP, make sweeter drinks than mango. My main girl wanna fly out, but I'm getting busy in the flat store. In love with this war stuff, I know. Ops know, the feds know, and the fans know that six gang still drilling. Six gang. Do it like fufu, grab him, dip him, excellent fishing. Roll up the smoke, spark and blow, come like we're billing. Either way, man's winning. Eating well when this music ting and this rap game so filling.
Come on, man, still gang anywhere. I cut anywhere, man. Young boy with links to the OGs, you know, man.
Rescue, it's libo, yeah.
Shellings, I know a couple drillers and felons. They talk like I fell off the face of the earth and they sound so hurt. I just bought a couple more dwellings. Who are these bellends or what are they selling? Who are they telling? I kick your head and I press on the swelling. Yeah, I split your melon and spread out your melanin. Why are these bread are so feminine? Minor direction you're heading in. I'm so ahead of the game, I'm offended. You would even mention me in the same breath as these any men. Any attempt to throw dirt at my name will just make me alert and raise up my adrenaline. How many times do these breaders try to trap the program and then turn around and say, Dylan, I'm sorry, now can we be friends again? I don't want the truth is I'm way too loose. And if it's all music, keep it all in the booth. Make no excuses, I'm too exclusive. If it's long in the tooth and it's all useless. All of these bookie Judas moves just prove that they're all bloody losers. I'm so abusive, forgive my rudeness. I'm so ruthless. Lord, that a man of no home improvements. Raised in a man like me made the biggest movements. Forget the rumors. I school the students, take trips to Toulouse or Bermuda for the amusement. Lose your illusions and bemusement. You're confused and you ain't got a clue who's who. Keep jumping to conclusions. Fool.
Boy, oi.
them, you know? 60, all of that, aye!
Still PCD, any time of day for anyone on my brodies. New rap, got the gang charge, gotta treat this one like a trophy. Masked up like these LD. Pussy boy, you don't know me. And you ain't with the six gang, you ain't shot shit, you a phony. Come a long way from selling Benzes. Now we might just tour the world, you see gang pulling up in Benzes. Young boy in the back, cooling with the long one like he's fencing. Them Gucci frames look nice till ST5s up them lenses. Don't at me, come check me. Either way, they respect me. Got touchdown, touchdown, I just sipped on my Tetley. You see what happens when you vex me? Overseas with some sexy girls and all of them wanna sex me. Fit will calm cause we're overseas till I kick a boy off his jet ski.
And I ain't playing either, man. This for real, you know? L. Come on, the masked one.
60, all of that. Aye.
Fubar Radio presents
Sarah Love and My Sticky.
Rev Run, how are you?
So wonderful to hear your voice.
The way you came onto the phone shocked me because you're as excited as I am.
I've been waiting my whole life for this. At least you've seen Run DMC and Slick Rick before live.
I can't wait to be back in London because I love performing there. It's something about the edge. There's an edge in London that reminds me of New York.
Yeah.
I just remember my youth being out in London. Everything about it has its own swag. There's a swag in London that, you know, you just can't find it anywhere else.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Sticky
from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
When the world falls down, you don't wanna be alone, so we just keep dancing.
That's Chic featuring Noel Rogers and Muramasa, Kosha and Vic Mensa, Till the World Falls Down, which begs the question, where do they think the world is?
Well, if it will fall down, does that mean that they're a flat earther? What's it going to fall down
or they, it's just,
off?
They think the world's on a shelf.
Yeah, it's true. Although, because it's round, it can't fall off anything. It can't fall down.
Yeah.
Oh no, if Noel Rogers is into flat earth, I don't know how to feel about this. It's troubling because I love Chic.
Shit.
You have to read, I'm really sorry, but you have to read that out. So I hope.
Let's see what it's.
Is it Noel Rogers? He's livid.
Imagine. Yeah. Till the sky falls down, you fucking prick. Oh no, do you know what?
What?
I can't read it out.
Oh, right, okay. That's a new rule.
It's a new rule, yeah.
Oh, okay, but fine.
It's, yeah, it's very sensitive information.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Well, Noel Rogers, I think all of his songs, you have to sing along while you're smiling because it's so happy.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Happy kind of.
I was watching Chic and Noel Rogers on the Jules Holland on Later with Jules Holland the other
day.
Yeah,
did he get on with that boogie woogie piano? Of course he did, Jules.
No, he didn't. He didn't get involved.
Thank God.
He didn't egg up in the ting.
That's where I start to tense up a bit is when he jumps on a song and you can see some of the musicians looking like, no one asked for this. What's happening?
But I can't remember the name of the vocalist of one of the vocalists in Chic.
Mm-hmm.
But she owned that. She was snatching wigs.
Yeah.
She was snatching wigs.
Jules
Bare wigs got
now.
Snatched.
Jules is bald.
Honestly, everyone's bald. Everyone who ever went on that show. She snatched wigs to come. People are going to walk onto that show and then their wigs are just going to fly off. It was mental.
Well, I think, I can't remember if you'd arrived at this point, but when we went to Fold Festival 2 years ago now,
yep.
In Fulham.
Freak Out, Let's Dance.
Yeah, Chic.
What an ingenious acronym.
Well, it was Niles' festival, which I think only ran for 1 year, which is a shame. They did it in New York as well, and they did it one time in London, so we were lucky to be there.
We were very lucky to be there. Buck was there.
Buck was there, or Beck, as I prefer to call him.
Singing Winner. It was a fake Beck.
Yeah, it was the tribute band to Beck called Winner. Buck. What else would he... Did the gods... What's the opposite to haircut? It could be, instead of the devil's haircut, it would be the gods...
The angel's buzz cut. The angel's skin fade.
This is true, it is. But he was there, and then... But before he came on, because he was headlining, Chic... were there and they were performing out all the hits because they also did of course Let's Dance as well, David Bowie and everything else that they'd ever all the Sister Sledge stuff, everything,
Madonna stuff,
everything. And how close was it? We were so close to the stage.
We were.
And it was a weird festival but a brilliant one. I can sort of see why it went for 1 year because we were sat on corrugated iron furniture just casually nodding along, do you remember, to the stage because we were so close.
Yeah.
We were in a very nice area.
We were in this weird VIP area which was just the patio of the house in the park.
The toilet was indoor in a house.
It was incredible.
It's more a stately home more than a house. That's not a house, is it?
Up there with Coachella.
Yeah.
As far as cleanliness goes,
oh
I went
God.
To a wedding after that festival, and I was overdressed.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
But we got there. Yeah, it was very civilized with the bar, and then we sat there. And if there was a song come on that we liked, we went down to have a little dance, and then we came back to the seat and sat
get away
there
from
for
the proletariat
bit.
For a bit. Do you know what I mean?
I've never been that close to Noel Rogers or Buck in my life.
Me neither. That said,
we could have touched him on the stage.
No, that said, I spoke to Noel Rogers one time,
and
it was it was just a nervous hello. It was at a V Festival a few years ago, and. This was because you know obviously he recently had that resurgence because of Daft Punk, really, isn't it? Let's be brutally honest.
That's true,
like his resurgence was, I think, partly down or mainly down to Daft Punk and Pharrell and that. But he there was 1 year he was at V and he kind of walked past me and I was so fucking nervous that I was just like, hi, Noel.
Yeah.
And then he went, hey man, and then like he walked off and I was like, oh, I really want to get a photo, but there were so many people trying to get photos that I didn't do it, but it's one of my biggest regrets, actually.
I didn't speak to him at Fold, but when I looked round, he was coming through the bar, and I looked round, and he just waved at me, and I thought I nearly passed out. I was like, Noel Rogers has just waved at me.
With his guitar playing hand as well. What hand did he wave with?
I think, what's his guitar playing hand?
I think
don't
it's
know.
The right.
Yeah, it's the right
so
hand.
You're special.
The right hand.
You're special. I heard he only waves with his left.
No, I got the full right hand from him.
Mm. okay.
I don't even know what that would mean.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, it sounds a bit much.
Yeah.
Sorry, Noel Rogers gave you the full right hand.
You can give me the full right hand anytime. You can make anything sound dirty by just saying you can insert blah 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 and then finish with any time. Oh, you could adjust my earphones anytime.
No, nothing. Don't come near the ears. That is a thing, though. The what? Ear being licked.
Really? I thought you were going to say coming in people's ears.
Oh, no,
a
that
thing.
Probably is too,
yeah,
to be honest.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But that, you know, there's no cotton bud getting all that out, is there? Once it's happened. Because cotton buds are bad for your ears, I read. I'm obsessed
they say
with
that,
them, but I love
that
them.
That feeling when
it's
you're
so
just like,
nice.
You've got one eye closed and you're doing this weird face while
that's
cleaning.
What's getting the right hand from Nile Rodgers? It's
what's
the perfect,
getting the full right
the full
hand?
Right
the
hand.
Full right hand.
And the left hand with someone putting a cotton bud, with Beck putting a cotton bud in your ear.
Mental.
It's living the dream.
Mental.
I need to get a better dream.
Yeah, I think. Well, you've had a dream of an M&M grout in your bathroom, so.
Yeah, yeah, this is spicier.
Maybe you're just shit at dreaming.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Beck, I had a dream about you. What was I doing? You were putting a cotton bud in my ear.
Well, Nile Rodgers gave me the full right hand. You'd be bad. You'd have an injunction out against
that's
you.
That's true. I don't want that. I
couldn't go near
that.
A Scientology church.
Oh, no.
Low blow. Sorry, that was
no,
a low
it's true.
Blow.
No, it's fair. I mean, I couldn't. I don't think I'm allowed to anyway. But
I don't think I'm allowed to.
No, they just know when I'm in the area. I have to, to go. Send me away. But
you don't even need your Viva Vendetta mask.
No.
Well, we spoke to Target recently about his book, Grime Kids.
Yes.
He can now add author to his list of achievements. And we've still got Star One to come, and we also have Big Tobes coming in.
Yeah, we do. I've just got an update on earlobe fetishism. That's a hard word to say. Fetishism.
Fetishism.
Mm-hmm. It's paraphernalia in which reaching sexual arousal occurs with a partner's earlobe. Usually arousal takes place while watching, touching, caressing, nibbling, licking, or gentle beating partner's earlobe.
Gentle
no
beating.
No one's beating my earlobe. That's too
beating.
Much, you know.
That's funny. Because in like... sort of slang, beating means fucking.
Yeah, so well, I think that was my
gentle beating.
Gentle beating. That's really romantic.
Slightly oxymoronic as well.
That's probably the most, the least sexy text ever. Would you come over and gently beat me tonight? That's like.
I think that is quite sexy.
Is it?
Gently beat me.
Doesn't really make. How can you have one? For gentle, yeah. I think no one says that anymore, do they? For sex, the beating.
What? People say that more than ever now.
Do they?
Yeah. Did you beat? Yeah, yeah.
Did
we
you
beat?
Oh, right. You beat. Yeah, but actually, when you read it, can I come over and gently beat you? Also, reads very wrong. So
yeah, that'll raise some
no
eyebrows.
Hashtag me too there. Like, no.
Honestly, that'll raise some eyebrows.
Yeah.
Should we get into another story?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say song. That's why I was like, oh.
No. Not at all. I want to talk about the hundreds of leather-clad Germans that are set to sail. Have already set sail for the largest floating fetish festival. Speaking of fetishes,
perfect.
You know what more do I want? Okay. So the torture ship.
Nah, bad names. But first of all, if you think I'm going on a boat, what's it called? Sure, I love a little day on the river. What's it called? The torture ship.
Well,
I'm out.
Bad name. They forgot the HMS. So
the HMS
the torture ship.
No.
Is the worldest.
It's fine. It's the worldest.
Is the world's largest party for fans of BDSM. What's BDSM? It's not driving school.
Dominatrix, sadomasochism. What is it? BDSM. Sadomasochism.
British Driving
sure.
School of Motoring.
Yeah, it's British Driving School sadomasochism. That's what it is. no, domination. What is it? Bondage, domination, sadomasochism.
Sausage and mash.
Yeah, it is.
There used to be a shop. There used to be a shop called S&M in Angel.
A shop.
A restaurant.
S&M. Oh, okay.
Sausage and Mash.
I'm sure that's changed its name now.
No,
it?
I think it's still called
cool.
Sausage and Mash. S&M.
Some people will be disappointed when they go there.
Very, very. Especially if they wear like their outfits
yeah.
there.
I probably assume they get served still. But
yeah, you'd
like...
have to. You can't just turn them away because they're a gimp.
No, exactly.
You could question how they're going to put the food in their mouth with like, you know, the zip with a padlock on it.
Yes, true. But someone unlock it for a sausage.
That's true. Yeah, I think that's the name of the game, really. Isn't it? 500 people attend this festival every year.
Yeah.
As participants wearing bondage gear, gimp masks and corsets. Mm. The one night trip costs 65
bargain.
Euros. Why is...
cheap, you know.
Sex is cheap,
very
yo.
Very cheap.
And the ship travels from a place in southern Germany...
Wait, so you're normally good at this.
Friedrichshafen.
Yep, that sounds right.
Friedrichshafen.
Yeah.
To Konstanz in southern Germany. Organisers say numbers were down this year compared to previous years, which is suspected to be due to the Germany v Sweden World Cup match that happened on the same day. They're very liberal countries, aren't they? Sexually liberal countries. So
yeah, yeah.
If any numbers are going to be down as a result of that match, you'd think it was definitely...
The torture ship.
Yeah.
But they should have had the football match on the torture ship. Then you could have watched
should
it
have
and then gone
it.
For a little whip afterwards.
Honestly. Or during.
Yeah, if you, you want know? To, have a whip at the same time.
For the past few years, the torture ship has been slightly less raunchy than before due to local regulations. Mm-hmm. The dark room, which was used for orgies, all beds and facilities for sexual acts have all had to be removed. The torture ship is now technically categorised as a dance ship.
Oh, okay. That's what it is, because they don't want to go for a dance, they want to go for some torture. That's why the numbers are down.
Yeah, it's true.
I was actually on Sunday having a conversation, not about torture itself, but there's a club in London that I was surprised to hear was still open, because it's been open for a long time. But one of the nights they have in there... It's a gay club, and it's called Streams of Pleasure. What do you think might happen there?
Spotify music all night long.
It is that. Alternatively, what happens is you go in there into a room and there's a paddling pool, and you get in there and people just wee on you.
Oh, water sports.
Yeah, and you sit in the paddling pool and have the stream of pleasure.
That's actually really what I thought it was.
Yeah, it's true. and I was looking because I couldn't believe it was still going. I've not been, I have to add, but it's still going, apparently.
How come I saw a review by you on TripAdvisor then, if you haven't
How
been?
Do you know all my pseudonyms? That's weird. That's weird. Because it's Nile Rodgers gave me his right hand, full right hand. That's my pseudonym. But my thinking was after that was, and I looked up as well, because I was really into this. There's no shower facilities there.
Wow.
So my thinking was, how the hell do you get home? Because you ain't going on a tube when you're covered in piss, are you?
It makes me not want to get on the tube anymore.
Right.
Strangely.
Exactly. Or
all of a sudden, I don't want to get London Underground anymore.
There's no taxi either that you're going to get into when you're thinking of, and it's going
to maybe
you've got
to get out before it starts to stink.
I think it would start to stink on one stream of pleasure, wouldn't it? And never multiple.
That's a good point, actually. Piss does have a smell, doesn't
it? Definitely has a smell, all of it. Imagine if someone had asparagus before they went there. Then you've got a stream of pleasure, asparagus flavoured.
That's a troll, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe you can only drink water for like 7 days before you
it's
go.
It's the rule. I was looking at, you can just pop on down there, pop on your trunks, get in the paddling pool, get weed
get
on.
Get pissed on.
And then leave.
Yeah.
They should have
their own dedicated taxi service, I think.
They should.
I genuinely think that if anyone deserves their own designated taxi service, it's this event.
So, yeah, for sure. And then on the way out, I think you should be full body Febreze'd.
Yeah, it should be in a car wash.
Yeah, you should go through the car wash.
They should relocate it to a car wash.
Because that taxi is going to need like 100 of those magic tree air fresheners everywhere to try and and wipe down seats, because you can't be getting wet.
Ugh. They should be like the seats in like New York cop cars.
Yes.
Just, wipe down.
Wipe down.
No upholstery.
Yeah. So that's nice. So if you want a nice night on London, Streams of Pleasure still going. Have a nice time.
You're not worried that I've been in the back of a New York cop car?
I didn't want to bring that up because I did think that. And I was like, no, I don't know what a New York cop car is like, but I'm not going to say anything. I'm like, yeah, cool. Why have you been in a New York cop car?
I haven't.
No, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, okay.
I nearly got arrested in... Jesus Christ, I got a frog in my throat. I nearly got arrested in New York one time. I think I've told this story.
Yeah, I think you've said that before.
But that was
down
to immigration.
Right.
So which is even more worrying.
Right, yeah, true. But you weren't, and you've never been in a cop car in America.
Never been
anyway.
In a cop car. Been in the back of a taxi in New York, and the legroom is
nice.
Shocking. No,
really.
I had to sit diagonally.
Oh, okay,
I had to. I genuinely had to sit diagonally.
I feel like that at every cinema I go to. So
I feel like
I
that
annoyed.
Every time I sit down.
Yes, true. The long leg. Yeah, a lot of tables are not accommodating for taller
it's
people.
Disgusting. We're oppressed.
It's true. Let's ponder that whilst we play a little song.
Yeah, check your privilege short, people. It's FUBAR Radio.
I'm thinking about a Yamaha. I'm thinking about a Yamaha. You get away from all the cameras. I'm over it, don't want to fantasize. Ladies round the corner, ride. It hit me right between the eyes. It's funny when they switch and pick a side. Nobody gotta go through what I'm going through, no. But it seems like they all know what I'm supposed to do, so let's switch bodies for a day. You could be me and I could be you. Juggle the pile of shit that's bound to come through. You can have it since it's automatic. Now switch.
thinking I should speed it up to get away from all the media. I'm human, don't you think I had enough? My woman claiming that I switched on her, only cause I hit a switch on her. She wasn't really good at keeping up.
Fubar Radio presents
Filmish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
Bond producers Michael G. Wilson and Barbara Broccoli said in a statement, "We are
Barbara Broccoli?
Why is that? Yeah.
Broccoli.
Is that what?
Broccoli. No one's got a surname Broccoli.
Barbara has.
When they were coming up with surnames, who's
when they were coming up with surnames?
Yeah.
I mean, well, you could say when they were coming up with names, who came up with Dick? Why have you just got
I just
silent?
Thought that was funny if it was silent.
Do you know what I mean?
Broccoli, wow.
Every Friday.
Film is with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
From 1 p.m.
FUBAR Radio. FUBAR Radio presents
Harriet Rose.
I'm very excited to have Rams in the building with me. I just want to double check if your ting has stopped calling you at 7 a.m. because that is horrible.
No, I'll speak to him. So a couple of different girls at
okay.
around the 7 o'clock time.
All right, okay. So it's a thing that you like to do. 7 a.m. is your sort of witching hour, is it?
Early calls are the best.
So tell me, where are these other girls from?
They're from different areas in London. Some cross country.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in one or two.
In maybe America?
I would say, oh, no. I can't say that. I was about to say it.
Okay, well, I'm from Walthamstow, so if you've not got any there, I'm free. If you're up for it, no? Okay, next time maybe.
Every Thursday, Harriet Rose from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
But right now it's Michael Payne and Sarah DiBunda on FUBAR Radio, and we are joined by my very special second guests, Star One.
In the building.
Yeah, come on. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, man.
I've obviously been very aware of you for like, must be, what is it? It's, I'd say years now.
It's probably years, man.
I'd say years now.
Yeah.
DJs, producers, extraordinaires.
All of that,
exactly. Why can I ask why the name Star One? Because why I'm thinking is because you're both. Is it because the name The Adam and Joe Show was taken?
That is exactly it.
Right.
We were thinking about that. Didn't sound too cool though. Yeah. Do you know what? The name, it came around very, very, very quickly. Mm. We were going under separate aliases within Supper Force. So I was DJing under the name Phase One.
Mm-hmm. And I was Black Star.
So
okay.
You see where we're going.
Yeah, I see exactly where this is going.
Yeah. Very quick thing. Wait, should we just little thing together? Oh yeah, cool.
Yeah,
bam.
Nah. That's actually how Guns N' Roses were formed.
Oh, is it?
Two separate bands.
Is it?
One called something Gun and something that the other name was to do with Roses, and they became Guns N' Roses. I swear
that's
down.
Okay.
Wow. I swear down. I've been reading Slash's autobiography, and that's a fact. That's a fact.
So
we're in good company.
To live up to, yeah.
All you have to do now is buy some leather pants and a top hat
and a bandana.
Yeah.
And okay. Some cycling shorts.
Oh, yeah, you have those cycling shorts with a biker jacket.
Oh. And a front desk, a good look. Strong look.
Let's do it. Let's go shopping.
But you're on the way to superstardom, man, and you've just released the Revolver Rhythm
today.
It's officially out today.
It's out all platforms.
Amazing.
Today.
Amazing. After bubbling for months.
Yeah, man.
With bare different versions, loads of different MCs.
Yeah.
Jumping on it. And I'm, you know.
I was waiting for the Michael Payne version. It never came, you know.
It's soon come. I like to do things fashionably late. So, do you know what I mean? I'm going to drop one after the release.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's I hear that.
But how did the snowball effect start?
It just kind of started. We had a couple of beats that we just like sent out at the start of the year, literally just grime instrumentals, and then it was Target, DJ Target, who kind of picked it up.
Yeah,
and
he literally just spoke to him on the phone before you guys.
Oh, is
as
it?
Well. Yeah.
He just basically started playing it a lot, but like playing it not like a grime instrumental, just like you play like Kendrick Lamar and then drop this. I was like, well, it's a bit weird that he's just dropping this tune so much. So like, let's do something with it. Then we got a couple of our friends just dropped freestyles on it.
Yeah.
And then as soon as that happened, everyone else just started dropping freestyles on it.
Course.
It was like 300 people on Insta.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know what I mean? So then it was like, how do we capitalize on that? Well, let's just get a best of version who's that kind of done it and just like started picking people to jump on the version. So that's how it's kind of
yeah, you've done. It's been so organic, hasn't it? Just like a grime rhythm should be.
Exactly.
There's been nothing forced about it, nothing contrived. It's literally been, you've put out an instrumental, loads of MCs have loved it, jumped on it, and then you've created.
It was easy. Like, even like, so we did actually the actual vocal version, which you kind of hear now. We made it in a week. So we was like, yo, do you want to be in a version? We need 8 bars of you. And then like, and we're like, oh, and also we're shooting a video on Saturday.
Of course.
So it's just like, it was very kind of organic and very quick how it actually kind of like came about, man. Mm-hmm. So it was a fun process to do, like just from seeing stuff, something on social media and how it can kind of like spiral and people get involved in the interactions. It's good to see, man.
And the roll call is extensive. You've got a Big Jest on there, Manga, Masterpiece, Tommy B, Devil Man, Jen, Yizzy, Faro or Faro?
Faro. No, I think it's Faro.
Is it Faro? Faro. K Rico, but then also the grime violinist.
Yes.
And I've known about the grime. Kitty, isn't it? I'm sure
Tanya.
Her name's Kitty.
Her name's Tanya.
Is it Tanya? I'm sure she used to call herself Kitty
she did,
as well.
And then there's the obvious, everyone does it. Sometimes they change their name to Tanya.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Kitty Kalia.
It's close. Yeah. It's close, I think.
Yeah, yeah, like yeah. Five letters or whatever it is.
I know I'm not going mad.
It might have been a nickname. I don't know. I know it was Tanya. She introduced herself to me as Tanya.
Maybe you just said Kitty and she's not rude. So she was like, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, cool, safe. No, I remember I did an SBTV string session.
Oh, okay.
And she was on it. There was a what are they called?
Orchestra.
No, but it was smaller. It was the four piece. It was
quartet.
Quartet. That's it. That's it. She was part of a quartet that kind of backed me musically in this string session, and then. Yeah, then she resurfaced as the grime violin.
As the grime violin.
Yeah, as Tanya, the grime violin.
As changed
Tanya.
Her name.
Kitty. Yeah.
No more Kitty. No more Kitty. I'm leaving this shit.
Well, because her video went crazy. That one had like a million views on our Facebook. So that was the one that was just like, oh, okay, we got to get. You've done a madness.
Absolutely.
For this. You won. If it was a challenge, you probably won. Yeah, so you need to kind of come back.
I love the fact that there are now like three people in the UK that are famous for like doing urban music with violins. There's Dadge Jordan. There's Kitty / Tanya.
Yeah. Kitanya.
And it makes her sound Russian.
She looks a little bit Russian as well. She could be Russian.
She could be Russian.
That's
maybe that's what it is.
Maybe
her
name
is Kitanya. And then there's another girl I came across the other day, but I cannot remember her name for the life of me.
So not quite famous yet.
She's not quite famous. She hasn't reached the levels of the grand violinist and Dadge yet, but she's up there. And I just love the fact that there's now weirdly choice. You know what I mean? You can be like, oh, there's a grand violinist. Yeah, but have you heard the other two?
Something that
I never thought people would be able to say. But other than the new release, what's going on? Because you're obviously like sort of heavily on the party scene. You DJ up and down the country. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming it's going to be a very busy summer
love
for
box.
Both of
We're
you.
Doing Love Box love in box. A few weeks.
Love
yeah.
Box. Can't wait for that one. Love
Ibiza
Box.
Yeah. On Monday.
Nice.
Our first time in Ibiza is going to be very.
So is it first time setting foot there or first time playing there?
I've been there for like 18 hours once before, but this is our first DJ set there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's Stormzy's festival, Murky Festival.
Brilliant.
So Monday we're just gonna just go see what's going on. It's gonna be sick. Be sick, man.
Try and film your own Love Island.
That we'll try. We'll give it our best go.
If you do, I'd like, because I don't watch Love Island, but I do follow your commentary, Michael, on Twitter.
Do you? Well, I'm glad.
So I kind
just
of up to
good,
date
really,
because like, it's funnier. I haven't seen it, but I just can imagine from your tweets. So if you could do the same when Star One have their own Love Island,
this is true.
Comment on
that one.
Yeah, that'll be lovely.
That's the same as me. I don't watch it, but I just know Adam the Doctor or there's other people. No. I just see it from other Twitter.
His name Eel.
Wow.
Oh, like a slippery eel.
There's puns to be. There's puns to be made.
There are loads.
But I haven't seen it. I'm just guessing.
You need to watch it. I'm not going to get into it.
It's a commitment, though. It's on 7 nights a week, right?
It is, but it's on the ITV Hub as well. Just
an hour as well, yeah. 7 hours.
Although yesterday's show was so intense, it was on for an hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
But I digress.
Sorry.
We've got Star One in the studio right now. Let's get into. You know, we've just been talking about this this new 8-bar rhythm they got, Revolver Rhythm, which has spiraled and spiraled out of control. Let's say snowballed.
Revolved out of control.
Revolved out of control. Like fucking hell! How did I not see that one coming? There you go. You get
sound
a ding.
Effects in there.
Yeah. For wordplay, you always get a ding.
Always a ding.
But if you do us the honour of introducing the song for us, and then after that, we'll get into a little game.
We've got a game.
All right, go on then.
Oh, no.
You've got
no,
to
no, no.
Name all the features on top.
Oh,
yeah,
go on then. Yeah, that's a challenge.
Oh, Big Jest.
Manga.
Tommy B.
Masterpiece.
Jen.
Devilman.
Yeezy.
K. Rico.
Pharaoh.
And the Grand Violin.
Oh! Smashed it.
Yo, in South, if you ain't holding the heat, don't be brazen, tryna roll in the deep. Got a blunt thing on my phone, she a freak, let go and count down, she was holding the D. It's big, J-E-S to the T, it's big. Money, more checks on my team, bad B's on the F to the next to the G. Tell me I ain't next in the scene, come on.
I'm too rally, get rapid, who's ready? Dirt like a back of an alley, I'm too techie. Brazen like Adam Alley, I'm already on my next pattern, I'm telling you who said he. Wouldn't have survived, they lied, I'm too heavy. They're copycatting the vibes, they're so beggy. But I'm sticking ahead, I get back with the rest. I'm on my 10 toes, tryna get to the belly.
I don't walk like sexy set. What's MC can't come to my set? I go to a guy's sexy set. What MC can't come to my set? Come to my set. I go to a guy's sexy set. What MC can't come to my set? Come to my set.
You know what? I got a little A bar you can vibe with. See, I rhyme a lot, that's IRA, but man, I'm not Irish. Tommy B, I'm timeless, smashing up sets and I'm smashing up ciphers. I got hard lyrics and one-liners, revolver in it, man, now I better buy it.
I'm more dirty than having unprotected sex with a random girl in a toilet cubicle. I don't take pills or pharmaceuticals. I like my girls natural, cause natural is beautiful. I'm a dirty bastard, everybody says that my flow's unsuitable. When I say boom, my lonesome, then some wins and make you all turn illusional.
Yeah, revolver rhythm.
Get yourself if you ain't holding the heat.
Revolver rhythm, so let me show man how to control the rhythm.
Shut your mouth, you tease.
Yeah, revolver rhythm.
Get yourself if you ain't holding the heat.
Say for my lonesome men, some wins that make you all turn illusional.
Yeah, revolver rhythm. No, I don't own a Smithin. But all my G's on chrome and will blow to your dome. It's missing and blow till it steel's cold. If it's frozen, I know you're slipping. I've got brain from loads of women, but I don't brag about that, cause I got bars and they all go mad about that. And you're nothing like me, cause your butters and my flow is different.
Shut your mouth, you tease. You don't want it with a commander in chief. You're not a bad boy, blood, you're a chief. Get your wigs lit, starting like chief. You're a man in my teeth, gal in my teeth, auntie your chief, uncle and chief. Anybody the one that can get bodies in a beat. What will you know about that one, chief?
More time reside on ends, more time behind the lens, more time behind the Audi wheel, but with D and reclining the Benz. Do your research, same gang from time, G. Got me feeling like back or not nice in champagne, pappy. The gang stay champagne happy, anytime we celebrate life.
Made to live, but made to die, so it's only right that I live my life. I respect my elders and still take advice, cause life's a gamble like a game of dice. If I made a mistake, I won't make it twice. That's why me and these brothers are my main alive. See me for who I am, I don't play this guy. Came breakfast and let you know I came for mine.
Revolver rhythm.
Get yourself if you ain't holding the heat.
Revolver rhythm, so let me show man how to control the rhythm.
Shut your mouth, you tease.
Yeah, revolver rhythm.
Get yourself if you ain't holding the heat.
I say for my lonesome men, some wins that make you all turn illusional.
Revolver Rhythm by Star One, featuring Big Jest, Mango, Masterpiece, Tommy B, Devilman, Jen, Yizzy, Pharaoh, K Rico, and the Grand Violinist. I said that all off the top of my head. I'm just saying, didn't read a word.
Sure. I mean, there's a camera on you, which we could pull up the evidence.
That'll probably be mysteriously destroyed shortly after the show. Just saying, yeah. Innit? Yeah, there's a lot of that been going around recently. But yeah, massive tune. You've got the Grand Violinist on it, and it kind of inspired us to have a conversation about Garage Classical, which is coming up in July. Mm-hmm. And I'm lucky enough to have just found a ticket.
This is mucking out mad. This is crazy.
It is very, very fortunate for me. And basically, I had this plan, yeah, because I really wanted to go to Garage Classical, which, if anyone listening doesn't know, is an event taking place in the Barbican, and it's basically Garage Classics, two-step Garage Classics, music from my childhood that is going to, all my teenage years, that's going to be played by an orchestra, a full orchestra. I'm not sure, I can't remember exactly which orchestra it is. I'm not sure if it's the Royal Philharmonic, but who knows, it's an orchestra, who cares, right? Managed to get my hands on a ticket, but I had a plan when I found out that it was sold out, and the plan went like this. I was gonna find out which orchestra it was, find out the names of the members of this orchestra, go on Facebook, find one of the members, find out where they were playing, maybe.
You don't even use Facebook, so you're really into this
plan.
I was going deep
undercover, right? And then I was going to just find out what pub they drink in. Just a random member of this orchestra, just find out what pub they drink in. Oh. Accidentally, on purpose, meet this, maybe spill their drink and then offer to buy them a new drink at the bar. Befriend them and say, oh, what do you do anyway? Oh, I'm playing. Oh my God, that's mental. you know, use a kid to kind of, in, you know, maybe borrow my mate's baby so that they trust me.
So you're bringing a baby into the pub.
Bringing a baby into the pub. It's a gastro pub. It's a family pub. Fine. So I make sure it's a family pub.
They're still going to be standing there wet. What I think would be better is if you...
But they'll feel sorry for me because I've got a baby now.
Yeah, but maybe what also if you had a change of clothes for them. So like they wouldn't be wet.
I've got a baby. You can't be angry at a guy with a baby.
Yeah, baby's got points.
Do you see? Baby score infinite points.
You don't want a wet t-shirt, do you?
A baby and a puppy.
How are you knocking? I can imagine you going around a pub holding a baby, a puppy, spilling over pints. You'll be barred.
I see white guys doing it in Dorset literally every day. A baby and a puppy in a pub. Why can't I do it to befriend an orchestra, a member of an orchestra?
And that makes sense, but you won't even take the man like a clean t-shirt to dry off his wet t-shirt.
No time for that. I'm trying to befriend this guy now. Okay, befriend this guy or woman. Yeah. That plays in the orchestra.
Take him some box of milk tray as well whilst you're there.
No, but then really you just start chatting, and then the conversation naturally progresses into the fact that they're going to be playing Garage Classic.
Sure.
Bingo, you score a guest list spot.
Wow. How's that work out for you, that plan?
It never worked out, but I just got a ticket.
Exactly. Yeah, okay.
So it's
fine. That's lucky for all those orchestra members that were going to be soaked by the pints you were knocking over. Lucky for them.
It's true. It saved a lot of the orchestra members. Right. Yeah, exactly.
And you've saved some money, because if the first one says no, you're going to have to go around all of them.
Slapping red wine over. And then imagine if I did it and it failed, and then like... I walked into the gig and they all saw me at the same time.
Yeah, like, I know this guy because he knocked a drink over me.
It'd get tense. It would just turn into grime. It wouldn't even be Garage
anymore. Straight up.
As soon as I walked in, pow.
Revolver rhythm starts playing.
Followed by the psycho, the shower scene psycho music. They're coming to get you.
It would be incredible.
Right.
But we're going to get into a game now.
Yeah, we should explain why we're playing this game.
Yeah.
Because...
Basically, so we... You guys are our second guests, mm-hmm. technically our second and third, because you come as a pair.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And our first guest was DJ Target, but due to some crossed wires, he thought that the interview was going to be taking place as a phoner rather than in the studio. We prepared a game for DJ Target to come
but
in.
But don't worry, because you're here, so we're still playing the game.
Okay. Oh,
do you know what I mean? We recycle.
Second choice.
No! we just know that you guys are up there of the same calibre as DJ Target. So if you guys were any guys, we wouldn't play the game with you.
I hear that.
That's fine as well. Actually, what we do with games is roll over. So when Big Tobes comes in, he plays the Star One game, and that's just how it works.
And then we extend the show for an hour.
An hour, yeah. Someone else comes in, and they play the Big Tobes game. So it's fine, isn't it? DJ Target has got a book out called Grime Kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we thought what we'd play a game is called Chime Kids, which is clips of young performers in orchestras. Singing choirs, I should say, performing big hits of well-known famous songs. But
this actually suits you guys. Well, you got the grand violinist on your latest release.
It was never for Target. It was always for you.
Yeah, exactly. I listen to that. That bit.
All right, so let's play a little game of
Chime Kids with Michael Payne and
not
DJ Target.
No, Star One.
Like you said, the game was tailor-made for you.
Oh, and then just cut off randomly. Okay. Very prepared. All right, okay, so here we go. So what I want you to do is write down and tell me, I don't have actually the songs on here, which is not very helpful.
No.
So someone's going to need to shout in my ear what they are. So I will take a point for the song and the artist, okay? So lots of points up for grabs here.
All right, here we go.
Here is number one with Chime Kids. Oh.
What the? Oh. Is that it?
That's it. You don't get it. It's hard.
Get just a tip.
I can give you clues afterwards, but this is a British band. It's a big hit for them.
You know them,
Michael Payne, definitely. You would
sound like a young boys' choir.
It's a choir singing a well-known hit. Yeah. So what I need to know is the band and the song, or the artist and the song. I can tell you this band have headlined Glastonbury.
Wow.
In 2017. Five-piece band. Ooh. British. Might be from Oxford.
Oh. 2017, that was last year.
I have no idea.
It was Ed Sheeran and...
Five-piece.
From Oxford. That should be quite enough, to be honest. Who headlined Glastonbury last year?
Weren't we there?
We were there.
I think I know you
too. Have a think about it with
with our brains, not thinking out loud.
Yeah, don't think out loud. Well, you can think out loud, but...
All right.
Fire Peace from Oxford.
I don't think, and the song is a very well known song of them, but I don't think any of you are this particular word. You seem like nice people, not total. TLC also may have had a song from a similar named.
Scrubs.
No!
No Scrubs.
Stop shouting. No, no Scrubs, that's right. Scrubs. It's No Scrubs.
I'm leaving this one too.
Okay, all right. Well, let's move on.
I'll get it later.
Let's move on to number two.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, yeah, come on. This is an American pop rock band. This song reached number two in the UK in 2001.
I know the name. I'm not sure if I know the
band. Don't worry. Get the song or get the name of the band. It's all fine.
Do you get an extra point for both?
Yeah, there'll be 2 points. Okay, cool, there'll be 2 points. Okay.
See, I'm not even sure that's the name. It's just a lyric.
Okay.
I can't remember the name of the band.
All right. Well,
no, but can I?
You
don't know
the name of the band?
I can't remember the name of the band. Oh, okay. The name of the band, but I can't remember.
They name another band in the lyric.
They do. Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
I just don't know the name.
But it's not Iron Maiden.
We're working as one. Yes. We're going to work as
fine,
a team.
Fine, alright, so it's star two.
Star two.
So, let's play number three.
Oh, who am I?
Now, this is a synth pop duo.
Yep.
They've got a Scottish vocalist, a female Scottish vocalist in there.
I'm out on my
Marilyn Manson has done a cover of this song.
Scottish.
And I hope when you go to sleep at night, you have one of these. Okay. Number four.
It's too quick.
Yeah,
can't
this
be.
Is
if it's longer than that, it'll be too hard.
You mean too easy?
It's not fair. Yeah, too easy, that's what I meant. Yeah. She's a Canadian singer. She used to be engaged to Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't help,
that
is.
Doesn't help.
Canadian. Celine Dion's Canadian, I mean. No, is she?
She's Canadian, actually. Oh, no, she is Canadian. She's French Canadian.
Justin Bieber's Canadian.
Yeah.
Drake's Canadian.
Justin Bieber.
Celine Bieber.
She did a music video where she was walking down the road fully, like, naked.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
You know her.
I don't.
Erykah Badu.
Oh. No. She did.
Ryan Reynolds was one of her many husbands. Common Andre 3000 and Ryan Reynolds.
Let's move on to number five and we can come back round. Come on now.
I mean, right, yeah.
You got nothing on your paper. I don't think I'm anywhere right. I've got a whirlwind on my paper. Yeah.
They're a rock band I've got here from Nashville. They are headlining Reading, I think the Sunday.
Oh, yeah,
Reading,
yeah, of course.
This year.
Yeah.
And there's a number of them in the band that are related.
Yeah.
Hence, they all have the same surname.
Hanson.
It is Hanson. It's not by Hanson. Yeah. No, it's not. They're not. They might be off somewhere, but they're not a queen of that place.
Kings of Leon.
Cryptic. Oh,
sorry. Sorry. We got one.
I mean, it might not be. It could be the Prince of Leon. I don't know. Right, let's go and give some points out.
Oh, no.
Number one, and I feel like everyone will, you will all know this.
That is pissing me off. That,
yeah.
And what was the clue?
All right, British five-piece band, headline Glastonbury.
We should know this. Rays of Light?
No. One of the band... who might be called Jolly, I'm just giving it away, does a lot of composing for soundtracks. The other is a singer who has got a lazy eye.
Oh!
And what are you? What kind of studio are you in right now?
Radio.
Right, and what are you thinking with?
Hey!
Write that down. I got one.
Well, okay, so I think we can
now
all agree.
Now it feels like Christmas. It's like, sure on, isn't it?
Yeah, so I think we've all got that it's Radiohead, but do you know what the song is?
No idea. I don't know Radiohead, though, that's the thing.
Oh.
Let's relax with the clue giving, please.
Sorry, Michael.
What have you got, man?
What have you got? I know you've got that.
I've only got the band.
Okay.
So we're equal.
So, okay, I'll play. I've got the real answer here.
So fucking special.
It's not the chorus.
I've never been sad enough to listen to Radiohead.
That wasn't helpful because it was supposed to be "I'm a creep, I'm a that bit." Anyway, sorry. Technical problems.
All I got is Radiohead.
Right. So number two. What did you have?
Teenage Dirtbag. I don't know the band. I can't remember the band.
Okay, that's good.
Teenage Dirtbag by Weezer.
So close.
Weasel.
Oh my god, it wasn't Weezer.
Not Weezer, but you're so.
It was the other band. It was
did a really good cover of A Little Respect by Erasure.
Oh my god, it was
Wu-Tang Clan.
What Wu-Tang? Here's Wu-Tang.
No, wait.
Wheatus.
Yes.
Fucking hell.
Pain. Wow. Yeah, yeah. Of course it went like.
Brandon from Wheatus.
Yeah, okay. What?
Brendan. There's a Brendan in Wheatus.
Oh, okay.
Isn't there?
I can't give you another point.
No, we emailed each other a couple of times randomly. Okay.
You used to be called Kitty.
Who did you have for number three?
I didn't have a band. I had Sweet Dreams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Points. Points for you there.
I had Sweet Dreams by Eurythmics.
Yeah, two Ooh. Points. Great. Two
motherfucking
points.
Down.
And number four, who was the Canadian female singer?
Alanis Bumbaclot Morissette.
Oh, I should have
got that. Yeah, you should have got that. Do you know what the song? No, that's the album name, isn't it?
Oh, shit. Fuck, I'm not a big enough Alanis Morissette
fan. Let me find the clip and see if it, the real clip, and see if it actually helps you at all.
It's not
You ought to know?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Points that, oh, he's really good at this. Michael Payne does have an encyclopedic knowledge of all music. Okay, so you're at an unfair advantage anyway. Yeah, sorry about that. So I think we can all agree we had Kings of Leon, a point for that.
Yeah.
But what was the song?
Fans, baby. Wasn't it Fans?
I don't know. What is it? Tell me in my ear. Tell me what it is.
You Somebody.
It's not on the... Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
You Somebody.
Which you probably had, I imagine.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you had that. I knew you did. There's a point. There's a point. 1, 2, 3, 4. So you got 5. Various Specs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 for Michael Payne.
Well done.
He's getting quite. We do a pub quiz every single day after the show next door, and like half of these questions are on the quiz. They were, but we make it up.
I quite like how you're going to get targets, dude. It's like grime kids, and you're like, here's just loads of like
other stuff.
Yeah.
But what we discovered was when you try and disguise a grime song anyway, it's really obvious what it is still. Yeah. So we were like, yeah, no one. You have to be like, no, I didn't want to shame him in case he didn't get it right. And then he'd be like, you can't really put yourself on any. You have to get rid of that book. Yeah, that book's got to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine?
I just did this kid.
And
No, I don't know if you have a book called Kids. I don't know what that means.
Well, there's been a film.
Oh yeah, but that was a bit.
Mental.
Mental. Mad film.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Star One. Adam and Joe and Adam. Pleasure. Oh yeah, I say Joe and Adam, so that you don't get compared to the Adam and Joe show. Yeah, which was a classic show.
Very good show. Yeah. Are you aware who Adam and Joe are? The other ones, Adam Boxer and Joe Cornish.
I know they made a show. I don't think I watched it.
I remember reading about the show in TV Guide. It was on too late for me to watch.
It was a very popular 90s show. Yeah,
they used to do Vinyl Justice, where they'd come around. That's what I remember. And they'd just arrest you for your record collection if it wasn't good enough.
Maybe we should do something with them, innit? Maybe we should take our vinyl collection to them.
Yeah, see what they're saying. A crossover.
We'll go arrest Michael's collection.
Come arrest me for all my illegal downloads.
That's what you should do.
Update their final thingy.
How much have you paid for?
Download justice. Yeah. Only joking. I've never downloaded.
What is that? I don't even know what that means when you said illegal download.
All above board. But thank you so much, Star One, for joining us. And before you go, let people know exactly where they can find you, where they can find the Revolver Riddim, and what you're up to this summer.
Yeah, all our social media is at Star One UK, so STARONEUK. Revolver Riddim is out now, it's out today. Go stream it, download it. The video comes out on Friday via Link Up as well. And if you're around, we were at Murky Festival, Ibiza, Lovebox, Nas Festival, and a couple others as well. So we're about, man.
Nice one. Check them out on social media if you want to keep up to date with where they are. Up and down the country, all around the world. We're going to get into a song now, and when we come back, we'll be chatting a bit more shit and having a chat with Big Toad.
He's here.
Fubar Radio. He's here.
He's next door. He's
strong
coming
look.
In.
It's a strong look.
So if you wanna start something, finish it. Don't know what my limit is. Better years have been at this. Jeff Hurst 66. Settled all my differences. Don't know what the difference is. Running with my injuries. Karma, I think it is. I bounce right back. So let me count my stat. By announcing you won't ever buy a house like that. And I had dreams of a mansion in a council flat. A life short and I thought it goes around quite fast. Yeah, so let me make a toast. I don't even boast. Hey. You might not have much, fam. You gotta make the most. From the curves to the coast. Wise words from your oaths. I'm a Birmingham King, not a permanent ghost. Yeah, so take me to a place that all my mates can come. I wanna raise my son in some rays of sun. Sunny days, I pray until my days are done. Just have a look at what Jay's become, blood. Mad tick.
Let's raise our glass and have a toast to all our differences. Carry me on your shoulders when I don't know what my limit is.
gonna start something, finish it. Shine with who you're hitting with. If your heart is genuine, can't tell you about no differences. In it for the long term, don't care about no glistening. Mansion that my kids are in, my family I'm living with, see. I know you can't blame what on the drill. Man, drill it in your mind, that drilling don't mean to kill. I'm coming from the same place, we never had a voice. Only you and Kanye West could ever think that it's a choice. Oh, yeah. Look, man, I really did the ish. Everything you're talking, I've lived it and really been through it. Talking about a Big Mac and how you'll get a corpse until you dip him for a nugget, go jail and lose your soul, see. Look, me, I don't know what my limit is. Coming like I'm taking pills, the way my ting is limitless. Came up, only feeling pressure from the oldest. Now I'm young and flying, feeling like the world is on my shoulders, but I'm loving it.
We've just been debating the name of one of the artists on this song. That was Rudimental featuring Cadet JK and... Go on, Nat.
Well, I'm going to say, because the drink is called Ouzo, and yeah. It's spelled O-U-Z-O,
yeah.
That you'd go Shungduzo.
Yeah, that's what I think as well.
Oh, so now that we both agree.
Or Shungduzo.
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 Shung, yeah, Shungduzo.
We sound like one of those weird pronunciation tutorials on YouTube.
Yeah, we do.
Shungduzo.
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 Shungduzo. Yeah, that was that song. We have a very special guest in the studio right now. This is like, this turned into a bit of a revolving door. We've already had Target on the phone, and we just said goodbye to Star One, but now we have Big Tobes.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you saying, sir?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
You can have that chair higher up if you want.
Yeah, because we can't see you.
I'm bare low,
innit?
I think because it reminds me a lot of when we had Fumin come in a few weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I just couldn't see him.
No, because he put it so low that we couldn't see him.
There we go.
Nice to see you.
Nice and visible.
Yeah, man.
How's it going, sir?
No, good, man.
Yeah, I think it's long overdue. Your visit to FUBAR, especially onto my show. We're big supporters and big fans of your
respect,
work and
man,
stuff.
Respect.
But right about now, there's a project, a very deep project. That people maybe wouldn't associate with you in the past.
Yeah.
Woke.
Yeah.
Which comes at a very kind of disturbing time. In the kind of in this kind of climate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's something that's very much needed. And every single time someone comes in with a song of this ilk, we've had a lot of heartfelt songs that the artists feel that they shouldn't have to put out, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And you kind of are at the end of a very kind of long line of artists like this. What compelled you to make this tune? Without, obviously, it's obvious what did it. You know, the roads as they're called now. Like the current spate of knife crime going on, all this gang violence and stuff. But at the same time, you yourself have encountered been a victim, should we say, of street crime.
Yeah.
So was it a combination of the two? Was it a mix of the two?
Yeah, I mean, like, music for me, rapping personally is personal to me anyway. Yeah. So I usually rap about my feelings or rap about... I don't always put a lot of deep tunes out because a lot of the times I keep my personal stuff to myself, innit?
Yeah.
But, like, the obvious reasons, obviously, is what's going on right now. It's like every time I log onto Twitter or something, I see at the top of my screen a 15-year-old has been fatally stabbed. You see this every day, innit? And I got little brothers as well, so like I always hear what's going on, I know what's happening, innit? So when I was writing this song now, I was just like, I didn't even say to myself, today I'm going to write a tune based on these events. I was just like writing what was on my mind kind of thing. Mm. And then when I was writing, I was just descriptive of a story. I was just picturing what I know what's going on with these kids kind of thing, innit? And then like obviously the second half of the tune, I'm just talking about, you know, everyone's talking about obviously the drill music is influencing the crime and stuff, innit? So these are just things that was on my mind at the time, innit? And it just musically just came together as a good solid piece, innit?
Yeah.
And then when I'd written that, I said, you know, yeah, this is serious. Like I was listening to it, like this is really serious. Like this is deeper than just music. So I actually want to put out a movie and see if actually I can do something to like make a difference.
Yeah, of course.
Rather than just, yeah, I just done a sick tune. I thought, right, I could be onto something that might actually help someone. You know what I'm trying to say? So absolutely. That was my,
because it's not just the song, is it? It is. The song is merely a soundtrack, isn't it? To an actual movie.
Yeah, exactly.
And how long did that take to shoot?
Do you know, we shot it in one day. Literally done it all in a day still. Impressive. So big up the team, man, car. We did bits on that day, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like I said before, it's very kind of detached from Big Toe. It shows a very different side to Big Toe, 100%. Obviously, because you're a very vibey artist.
Yeah.
Very popular with the ladies. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So you it would have been easy, you know, for you to kind of just stay in the lane that people expect you to stay in.
100%.
And keep making tunes for the Galdem and all that.
100%.
But obviously being compelled to do this, I think is very noble, because I think it lets people see a different facet to Big Toe.
100%.
And also paints you as like a real artist, you know, someone that is affected by real things.
Yeah.
There's actually a football match going on.
Now.
I think today or tomorrow, maybe.
It's the World Cup, I imagine.
Not Germany, not that. Just played.
Oh. Not that. Okay. No, I mean, what is it? It's basically...
The anti-crime football match.
I can't remember whether that's going on today or tomorrow.
I think it's tomorrow.
I think it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or Friday. Wait, tomorrow's...
No, Friday.
Are you going to...
No, it's my girl's birthday, so I'm not even about on that day, unfortunately. Yeah.
Fair play. But, you know, if you don't mind sort of speaking to us about your own experiences, because you have been, like, shot and stabbed. First of all, what the fuck was going through your mind, like, sort of immediately after?
Yeah, man, immediately after was like, I was in a very weird place, because it shouldn't have happened to anyone but it shouldn't have happened to me kind of thing. Do you know what I'm saying? I was like the wrong person to receive that end of that.
Yeah.
So I was definitely lacking a, like, when I was in hospital, I was just like, my mind was all over the place, to be real with you. Obviously I had no phones or nothing. My police had my phones, my car, everything. So I had nothing on me, so I didn't know what the world was saying. I didn't know what my friends were saying or anything. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
So I was thinking to myself, was this person behind it or was that person? I was just thinking a lot of things. But when I did, I was in hospital for only a week. Like, God's blessed me, you know, I'm a strong guy. So, like, he's helped me get through it real quick. And then when I got out, and when I eventually got my phones and stuff, like, the support I had gotten from, like, the fans and everyone was mad. I think that's one of the reasons why, like, I've literally just focused on music and I've kept it going from then, because I realised, like, it could have been so much worse.
Yeah.
Like, I've still got a bullet in my back right now next to my spine. They can't even get that out. But I can still perform. I can still move.
Hmm.
And my face has got a slice, but I'm still right. Do you know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking to myself, it could be worse and I'm still blessed for a reason. So maybe this music thing is my calling.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, like, made me motivated to just do this thing and just... Maybe I'm special, I don't know, but yeah.
Yeah, no, but it's good that you can genuinely use yourself as an example to the kids that you're trying to reach with the song Woke, with the film Woke.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people that can kind of come from an angle where they don't have a perspective
on
the problem.
Yeah.
They're completely detached from the kids that they're trying to communicate to.
Yeah.
But you, having been through that, having had those experiences, can chat from first-hand experience and... Yeah. Be a beacon for people who have, like, because there's this culture now, isn't there, where if something's happened to you, you can't take an L.
You know, but
that's the biggest win, I think.
You've
shown the biggest possible win.
100%.
You know, having something like that, experiencing something like that, but then continuing to have, like, a successful musical career.
Yeah.
Even more successful after, I think.
That's 100%. That's what I show people. Like, you got to think about that, like, you can kill them a success, man, sometimes. You don't have to always, like, try and... It's hard not to take the L. Like, I think the hardest part was not to take the L, but if your mind's right and you've got good people around you and you know what your focus and your goal is, then in the end of it...
There's no such thing as an L.
I could have been in jail, I could have been dead right now.
Mm.
And I'm on radio now, talking about a project that I've got influence in the kids. So I'd rather be here where I am now than... in that direction, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Have you got plans for the summer? We're kind of enjoying a fucking heat wave right now.
Oh, it's mad.
Maxi dresses everywhere.
I travel a lot, man, so I'm going to be travelling. I've got a show in Kenya on the 4th of August.
Incredible.
Which is dope.
You've been to some very... The music's taking you to some very interesting places, hasn't it? Because one of your videos was shot in... what country in Africa was
it? Cape Verde.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I think that is the biggest blessing that music can kind of give.
I love that.
New experiences 100%. And a new perspective on the world. But Kenya.
Yeah, Kenya's mad.
What's the story behind that gig?
It's some Kenyan meets UK hip hop stuff. I know it's me, Kerry Hilson, Big Shaq, Western. There's like six international acts, basically.
Incredible. Kerry Hilson.
One of them. So mate, yeah,
he's pricked up on that. Kerry Hilson. I'm a very big fan of Kerry Hilson.
Yeah, so it's going to be fun, man. It's
yeah,
gonna
yeah. Be fun. Yeah, yeah. And when's that?
4th of August.
4th of August, and yeah. Then are you very busy over the festival period as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, yeah. I've got Southwest 4 I'm performing at, yep. And I think I'm disturbing Ibiza as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just popping, man. It's just hopefully I just drop some more bangers and there'll be more stuff happening. But
yeah. And project wise, what can we expect from Big Tubbs? You know, over the rest of the year.
I probably won't drop a project this year. Probably next year. I just want to go through this year, and then I just want my project to be amazing. I want to do an album next, basically.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
So that's why I want to just wait till next year. Just mm-hmm. I'm going to have a tour in November.
Yep.
So after that, I think the next year, first year, I'll work on an album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we've seen a lot from you. I think that's the next frontier.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah, yeah.
You've cemented yourself as one of, like, your punchlines are sick.
Yeah, and I love it.
Do you know what I mean? Like, from the very, very beginning... Yeah. In the partnership, in the duo, like
you could
always be like, okay, there's, you know, there's Krept and Conan.
Yeah, there was me.
Exactly. Yeah, course, you know what course, I mean? And yeah, I think you've managed what a lot of artists don't manage to do, and it's kind of make a successful transition from a punchline MC to a commercially successful one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? While maintaining that reputation as a you know, a guy who's mean with a pen.
Yeah.
Big ups for that.
No respect.
I think we should get into Woke.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's go.
And if you do us the honour of introducing it for us.
Yeah, so this one's called Woke. We're only kidding each other, man. My black brothers, please stay awake. Let's go.
It's mad right now.
Money every on the track.
Cool, no.
Trust me.
Cool.
Yo. Live in the flesh, man's hot, come like Marrakesh. Big toes, man, stayed on an M-Witch. Head of sirens again, feds blurt, that's a life in the end. Six fumes, two rides in a skeng. One slip, big knife in your chest. Innocent man died for his friend. All started from lies from a skit. One bag, doing time for this mess. What happened to the five of his friends? All snitch, couldn't lie to the feds. Now we're in a cell trying to forget, but he's living out a life of regrets. Mom can't recognize him again. All the tears from my eyes that she shed. No trust, couldn't dial up a friend. Mad thoughts ain't right in his head. Thinking about suicide and his death. Nightmares every time that he slept. Wishing that he could rewind every step. Was all that bullshit worth it? Thinking about the time that you're surfing. All you ever wanted was a whip and a roller, you could have been driving that German. Now where's all the guys that you rid for? I bet it's only your girl that really holds you down. Cause this ain't the life that you live for. I bet you're thinking why the hell you only told me now. But it's never too late to change, and everybody's on his paper chase. There's no heroes to save the day. You can't let your life waste away. Don't wanna end up in a box like David Blaine before I eat. Mom told me better say your grace. You wanna be a rap star like Jay and Jake. Then know yourselves, don't let no one mistake your name. My black brothers, please stay away. They wanna blame Joe for these antics, but it's nothing to do with this rap shit. How can you blame the music for the violence? All these kids really needed some guidance. How about you get yourself down to the hood? Then ask these young niggas really what's good. How many young lads really got took? How many innocent really got jokes? I know I will do the best I can. Real niggas really gonna respect my rap. Tryna do road, ain't impressed by that. Rubber do a show and collect five bags. I understand that the road is a slip, so you feel safe with the chrome on your hip. But this kind of life only ends two ways, and I ain't gotta say you already know where it is.
That's Woke by Big Tobes. We're only killing each other.
Yeah, man.
Very serious, very deep concept. Very much, very necessary, should I say. A very necessary message from somebody who can definitely speak from experience there. We're gonna lighten the mood a little bit by getting into a game, if you're up for it, man.
Cool,
you're a competitive
man.
Person.
Okay. Yeah, I think you've got pen and paper there, if you haven't got one. So you have got a song called Calling Me.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is play a game called Who's Calling Me? And there's going to be some I mean, they are well-known people, but that's not actually their voices. It's people impersonating well-known people.
Okay.
So what I need to know is who the person is and write it down, who the voice is. I will say that some of them are characters.
Okay.
And some of them are real people. So
how many questions are there? You know, I like to put my numbers in columns and all that in the margin.
There's six, but there's a bonus of seven if you fancy having a seventh. But let's go for six, okay? All right, so cool. Here's play a game off.
Who's calling me with Michael Payne, Big Tobes on Foodbar Radio?
Ring, 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 ring. I hear the money calling.
Okay, so here is voice number one on Who's Calling Me.
Good afternoon, I'm the common dealership and sales tool to you. What's the value of that, mate?
Can you turn down my
No, I can't. That's incredible.
Jeez.
No, and I designed that definitely wanted what it sounded like when I listened to it before.
That was incredible.
The person in charge of games is fired today. I've messed it up big time. Let's not do that one, and let's hope the next one isn't going to be terrible. Here we go. So here's number two. I'm nervous.
Hi there. Listen, I'm calling up because I need help building a fence.
Okay. Do you want that again? Because I was shook in case it was going to go in the crazy noisy.
Yeah,
again. Okay, here's number. It's number two, but it's number one, really.
Okay.
Hi there. Listen, I'm calling up because I need help building a fence.
That sounds familiar.
Because remember, it's not the actual person. It's someone being an impersonator of this person. This person is very familiar to you, but I wouldn't say in a good way.
Oh, I know who it is. Oh, I know who it is. I know exactly who it is.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to guess this one.
I'm really nervous about everyone now. No,
this is... Yeah, I get it now. Yeah. I fully get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, here's number three.
Two. Hello, I'd like to order some food for collection, please.
This is a character from a cartoon.
Yeah, that's easy.
Do you know? Are you a big cartoon fan?
Play one more time.
Sure.
Hello, I'd like to order some food for collection, please.
I know who it is, but
You do know. I'll give you some clues afterwards, don't worry. Here is number four.
I need to have a room with lots of fun girls.
Oh, wait.
It's an actor.
This game's hard, man. Or am I just dead at this game?
No! This is an actor. It's very actually that I thought was the easiest one. If you know the actor, you know that's very close to being his actual voice.
One more time, please.
Okay.
I need to have a room with lots of fun girls.
Wait.
Do you know? Are you stuck on this too, Mike? You all know it is. Well, I'll give you some clues afterwards. Don't worry. Okay. Here's number five.
Isn't this technically number four?
Yeah.
That's how we do that shit in the wild.
Amazing.
Is this game catered to Michael?
This person is a British presenter who I'd say is probably iconic.
He's definitely the most travelled man in the
world.
Yeah,
he loves a bit of wildlife.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you. Okay, right.
I'll wait for you to get the clues in that. Anyway.
Okay, cool. Here's number six.
Charles, wear your pants.
So, a British actor. He's been made a knight. So he's a sir.
Get it.
He's got a very Shakespearean. He's a very Shakespearean British actor, but he's very well known. And I'll give you a clue. Right. Finally, here's number six. But it is seven. Well, I'll give you this one actually because we need this one.
Hey, big boy, diced or shut up your fucking ass.
Okay. So this guy is a British chef.
All right. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's easy.
All right. Which do you need clues on? The two, which I've got two here, 2-1, whatever. So, did you have an answer both for number one? A person that we don't like that's very well known, an American, very important guy, which is annoying.
Do you want to go first, Tobes?
Have you got an answer? Well, I'm giving out clues, I think, at
Donald.
This point.
Donald.
Yeah.
He's got tiny hands.
Donald Trump,
yeah. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, obviously, did you get Donald Trump too?
Yeah.
Yeah, 1 point each. The next was a character from a cartoon.
I needed the clues for that.
I need to give Tobe some clues.
I was only good at the first one and the last one.
So it's from an American cartoon series. He's always plotting his mum's death in it. He's a newborn child. He's got the only English accent in it.
Stewie.
Yep,
Stewie.
I've got Stewie Griffin.
You got Stewie
well.
Griffin? That's good. That's points. Yeah, it's Stewie Griffin. Okay, number four, this actor. It's very tenuous. He was John Travolta's husband in a 60s classic musical. Was he? John Travolta's husband? I don't know what that is. I don't know what that means. He was in Pulp Fiction. He was also in the Fatboy Slim video, Weapon of Choice.
I knew it was him. Christopher Walken.
Yeah, it was Christopher Walken.
I had no idea.
Christopher
Walken.
Had a feeling it was him.
Apparently, it was Hairspray. That was the 60s. Oh, in a classic 60s musical remake, I think was right. The word missing from here. Right. Okay. So the next guy was the very well known. He's the Sir, actually, too. This British presenter who's well travelled. He's got the most soothing voice in the universe. He documents apparently wild animal sex, and he's an amazing naturalist. And you will, if you have to know who this guy is, if you've watched BBC
King,
One,
the King of Wildlife,
everything about wildlife, he knows.
No, it's David Attenborough.
David Attenborough.
No, I didn't know that one.
Okay, and then we have the Shakespearean actor. He arrives precisely when he's supposed to.
Sir Ben Elton, isn't it?
Not Ben Elton. No, I don't know what.
Sorry, Ben Kingsley.
What that means. No, and I don't know what that means either. He arrives precisely when he's supposed to.
Wait, who the fuck is?
Try and work out what that clue means, and you get a point. But okay,
he's a sir, and he's an actor.
He's helped Frodo. Have you watched Lord of the Rings? Have you watched any of the Lord of the Rings?
No, I've watched it, but not. Like, I won't know about it still. I'm not gonna lie.
Fucking
three letters in his first name.
Ian McKellen. Ian something.
Yeah, you said Ian McKellen. Yeah, that's right, Ian McKellen.
You're good.
And then you had, who did you have for the sweary British, but actually I think he's born in Scotland.
I know
Chef.
Big Tobe's got this one.
Oh,
you,
Gordon.
Yeah, you got you Gordon, go. That's right.
Gordon Ramsay.
So you have got 3 points, but obviously Michael Payne always with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The
you
full love, six.
You love playing this before, that's why, ain't it?
No, yeah. No, I swear down. I'm just
super duper competitive. He knows everything.
Your point.
He knows it.
I learned something new today, boy. I learned something new, it's cool.
Don't worry, everyone's a winner here.
This Come is on. The thing, no, Tobe's just said he learned something new,
exactly.
Man. Exactly. That's the real win.
Take something away from here.
I haven't learned anything today.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
never be the smartest person in the room.
I hear that.
That's true.
You know,
but you did learn about a new phrase that I made up. What was it, Nile Rodgers earlier? Nile Rodgers fully with his right hand.
Yeah, there
that's
you go.
A new phrase.
There you go.
I don't know what it means yet. We're workshopping it.
Yeah,
but
there's context.
I hear that.
Give him the right hand.
There's definitely
give him
more context
give him the right
to this.
Hand.
Okay.
thank you so much for coming in to join
pleasure.
Us, Tobes. Before you go, let people know exactly where they can find you on social media, and also just remind people what you're going to be up to this summer, where they can catch you live.
Yeah, so Instagram, Twitter, all of that is Big Tobes SF. That's BIGTOBZSF. Obviously, if you go on YouTube, just type in Big Tobes, same as Spotify and all that stuff. And yeah, this summer I'm going to be around, man. Just follow my Instagram and stuff, and you'll just see where I'm going to be, what I'm going to be up to, man. It's going to be a fun year.
Excellent. That was Big Tobes. And we're going to get into a song now, and then when we come back, I'll tell you one more story if you're lucky.
Aye, aye, aye. SMI. Ingenuity, I've been trying, feel like I'm dying. I swear. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind. When my granddad passed, I was going at my mind. Stuck between a rock and a hard place. Cause my uncle didn't care, couldn't keep the lie. I was in the day staring at the time. Looking at the sky looking for a sign. I ain't never be giving nothing without hard work. Blessed with a super drive that made the car work. Tell me what it is, tell me what it ain't. Living with the devil, trying to be a saint. Everybody cries when the child's born. And everybody moans when they watch porn. So how are we different? Tell me the difference. Maybe the colour, maybe religion. Got tears in my eyes, blurring the vision. Man crying in church, crying in prison. You could be a heartless fuck, but I guarantee y'all will still break that. Make you go hard on drugs to the point that you can't see your name act. Really alone in life, but you front like your love takes selfies. Posting everything you own so a stranger thinks that you're wealthy. Ingenuity, I've been trying, but like I'm dying. I swear. Sensitivity, I've been crying, I ain't lying. I swear. You're not hard cause you got a screw face on every single one of your pics on your gram. All that shows is insecurities inside that you wanna be seen as the man. Cause the man them know that you ain't, and you know that you ain't. Propaganda you're portraying his face, spineless so we know you're a snake. Come on, views on my own to get based off of hate. Yeah, I won't front let it, don't feel pain but inside you're a mess fam. Say they love sex with bare different man but they start by the X-Man. If you got a problem with me, say it to my face, bundle this hex gang. Cause I run up pure energy, I don't need no juice of my next man. Look in the mirror, you find truth. Half of your mind just handling a lot of truth. Looking to get big in the bag, you dumb fools. Big man bucking you down with small tools. Everybody had to learn to go to school. Even thugs cry, so fucking it's not you. There's nothing that they got in this world they can't do. Plus heart ain't part of the world, it's not new. Ingenuity
I've been trying, but like I'm dying. I swear. Sensitivity, I've been crying, I ain't lying.
That's Ingenuity by SMI featuring
Sass Killer.
Sorry, do you know what? I was looking at your face and I was just about to say Natalie.
Fact,
Sarah Dibunda.
Nat Killer.
No, I was going to say Sarah Dibunda, yeah, but I didn't.
No, I am on the track though, so that's good. I just wasn't credited. It's annoying.
It is annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought you were SMI maybe. I was just wondering what that might stand for.
I am. I can't reveal it.
Sausage and mash.
Sausage mashing.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's
most
nice.
Definitely. Oh. Thank you so much to all the guests that came through and spoke to me. We had Target on the phone talking about Grime Kids, which is out now as a hardback. It is the complete story, the definitive story from one of the men who's been there from the very, very beginning. Even before the beginning, in fact, because he was doing grime when it wasn't even fucking called that.
Yeah.
So you can get a hardback version of this book from Amazon. What's that other bookshop called? The real life one.
Waterstones,
isn't it?
Waterstones.
Been in a real life bookshop for a while. That's a lie. I was in one in Portland.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's quite a long way to travel to buy Grime Kids.
It is. Don't bother doing that. Definitely get it on Amazon.
Yeah.
And thank you so much to Star One, Adam and Joanne Adam, who came in to chat to us about Revolver Rhythm, which features 9 MCs and the Grime Violinist.
Yeah, the Grime Violinist.
Tanya/Kitty, yeah. And thank you so much to my last guest, Big Tobes, who came to talk about Woke, We're Only Killing Each Other, his new film accompanied by a song. And thank you so much to Sarah Dibunda, my guest.
Thank you, Michael
Payne. And I'm going to leave you with Octavian Party here.
Yeah, Callum's next with Daisy Buchanan. Thanks for asking. You didn't.
Sire, with the lies, I believe. I'll shine a million G's. No disguise, don't keep eye on the knee.
As you going,
you never mentioned me. Been doing this thing since Screwface and Stimpy. Since then didn't sleep, never lied on a beat. Just started off in 96. Heart taken from my ribs. I tell her go, I flick wrist.
Yeah.
Show no love, no, that's a risk. Fuck your other man, try to get me, but he missed.
As it going.
Fucking see no evil. Standing coke is a deagle. Stick up, stack up with my people. Nothing to lose. And I don't sit down, I don't stick around, I stick up and move. And if I hold the light, shine it bright on my cool.
Top 5.
Tell them it's not me, it's you.
Yeah.
That's why I make tune after tune after tune. That's why they all read it up, they rewind it. You're gonna blow, it's just timing. I rap, cause I'm from no sirens, just sirens and the guns and violence. You went red, did I make you upset when you looked at me? You said I'd be a shake, well I could've been. Fuck that, chase paper, chase dream. Look, mama, step clean. Me and my team, we know what it means to survive. Back then, no asking polite. The man then will scar him for life. Said he was a good-hearted kid, but in the field when you're strapped, there's no asking, could I, would I? A straight eye for an eye, but look how you're both blind. Kinda sad that he died, but look how your boy rides.
Your man them are getting too close.
Careful how you approach me or my bros, yeah. Bitch, move slow.